Illumination. Think on an action with no conflicting thought, and you will achieve it. Think on an action with no conflicting thought, and you will achieve it. Believe it. Delight in it. And know it. How many thoughts have you had? How many dreams have you had? How many attitudes have you had? How many actions have you put into motion? And how well did you achieve it? I always go back to my childhood, and I think of the sidewalk around our house. And I had to shovel the sidewalk to take the snow off in winter, and sweep the leaves off in fall, and sweep off the stuff from the furnace, the cinders that I took from the furnace to keep the sidewalk from being too slippery. And then after a while it got thick, and so I had to sweep it off and clean it up. But I took a broom, and with that broom I swept the sidewalk, and I swept it to the edge, and I swept it all the way. And I'd go up and down the neighbors' sidewalks and do it for them, but I always did it when they weren't looking, because I wanted to do it for myself. I wanted to do it because I wanted to do it. I wanted an action that would be fulfilled and be completed. I did it in the quietness of the early morning. I did it because I did it for myself. I did it because it made me feel very good. It made me feel very special. And when I felt very special, then it became magic for me. What else, other than sweeping a sidewalk, can you think about? What action can you have that you would like to bring forth in your life, and yet it's not happening? What action would you like? A relationship? Success in your business and making money? Say, for instance, you'd like to have a lovely home to live in. And you think that home is, and the one that you want to live in, is kind of expensive. And so you go out and you look at the house that you want. You find literature on the house. You go into the neighborhood where the house is, you take a picture of it, and you have it for yourself, and you put it in your mind, and you think of this house, and you think, how can you have it? And little by little, the house continues to grow in your consciousness, continues to grow in your life, and you begin to claim it as yours, and you see yourself living there. Not wishful thinking, you just see yourself living there. It is yours. True, your name's not on the door. True, you don't have the key. True, you're not with your family inside that house, but it's your house. It's what you want to think about. It's what you want to dream about. It's what you want to have in your life. Now, you say, but that's just wishful thinking. No, it isn't. You're not wishing that you had it. You're seeing yourself there enjoying it. You're seeing yourself revealing that house, as your home, as the place where you live. You see yourself walking in and out that front door. You see yourself taking care of the lawn. You see yourself trimming the bushes. You see yourself planting the flowers. You see yourself maintaining the house. You see yourself delighting in it in every way. You see yourself just in the house of your paradise. Now, people all over the world have used this aspect, not knowingly or purposely. They thought they were wishful thinking, but what they were doing was they're putting a cause in motion for a desire that they would like to have in their life. And as they visualized it, as they really saw themselves living in that house, as they really saw themselves experiencing that, The illumination of their inner self revealed it to them and brought it forth in their life in a very wonderful and a very positive way. We have within us the ability to create. We have within us the ability to bring forth, because that's where it comes forth in the beginning anyway. That's how it is revealed in any event in our life. First, we have the thought about it, and we carry that thought forth in action. And the action could be a house, could be a car, could be a relationship, could be a job, could be anything we want. How do we see ourselves? How do we see ourselves in that circumstance? Do we see ourselves enjoying it, delighting in it? Do we see ourselves thrilling in it? Do we see ourselves knowing that it is ours? Now, we don't do it with a panic. We don't do it with an eagerness that says, my gosh, I got to really work on this. We do it with a loving attitude. We see ourselves delightfully enjoying the experience of that house. We see ourselves in the winter with a fire in the fireplace. We see ourselves in the summer with the windows open and the screens on the window and a gentle breeze blowing through the house. We see ourselves kneeling in the grass on the edge and planting flowers in the little garden we have along the edge of the lawn. We see ourselves trimming the bushes. We see ourselves painting the backyard, painting the back door, painting the backyard, sure. We see painting in the backyard with all sorts of fertilizer that we use to bring the green out of the grass more beautifully. We dig a patch and we have a garden. We put vegetables in it. We have all the things we like. We have it be the ideal place. We have it be the idea. We see ourselves living there. And it's not long. It's not long that we will actually be living there. We could describe how we could live there and say how it is to come about, but we don't. Because the minute we say how it is to happen, we limit ourselves to that way of it happening. But when we see ourselves living there, enjoying it, delighting in it, that it is ours now, then no matter what it takes to bring it about, it will be brought about. This happens all the time. This happens in the lives of people throughout the world all of the time. When your illumination is bright and sparkling and wonderful and joyful, the results take place in your life. The joy takes place in your life. The wisdom takes place in your life. You are so happy there. You are enjoying every moment of your home. And you are thrilled. However it is that it manifests itself in your life. And the day comes, not too distant. The day comes that you are there physically. You are there now totally. And you don't even notice the transition that has taken place. You don't even notice that whereas a short time ago, it was in your consciousness that you were there. And now, in fact, you are there with your physical self. Now, in fact, you are there. And it is done unto you according to your conviction. Think of an action with no conflicting thought, and you will achieve it. Live in an attitude that it is done now. No conflicting thought, and it is done now. Live in the realization that as you let the illumination in you, as I let the illumination in me, fulfill itself, and that action, where there is no conflicting thought, pops forward into my world, into my life, into my experience, and it is done unto me. And it doesn't matter what that action may be. A house, a car, health, relationships, employment, anything in our life that we would like to experience. we put that cause in motion. We put that action in motion with no conflicting thought. And it is done. Claim this for yourself now. Let it be your reality now. Let it be all that matters to you right now. For that's what it's all about. And it is done now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.